It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
The most important thing in life will always be the people in this room, right here, right now. Salute me, familia.
Salute.
Started out small to a real bond, cause we're brothers first, cause we're been through a lot, but it ain't over. We gon' keep it going.
You'll always be with me.
Change the game without even knowing.
And you'll always be my brother.
How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be there for the last ride.
Welcome to The Cast and the Furious, everyone, to a very special episode of The Cast and the Furious.
So special.
I used to say I live my life a quarter mile at a time, and I think that's why we were brothers, because you did too. No matter where you are, whether it's a quarter mile away or halfway across the world, you'll always be with me, and you'll always be my brother. Family, 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 family.
Are you waiting on us to chant?
I guess so. I don't know.
Family, family.
I just wanted to bring it back up. Family. Really low.
A chant in a Zoom is never going
to work. Familia. You guys can tell there are a lot of people on this recording. We have brought together the family. Some family are late. They will show up during the recording. But just so you know, we've got at least eight other people.
Some of them are away to take care of the various children. You know, they always need someone to take care of the
someone
kids.
Someone off screen.
Yeah, babysit little B.
Little B. So yeah, let's run it down. Let's run it down. So I'm Bandit. In case you didn't know, I'm Jonathan Bandit. And my co-host, as always, Murren, Racer X. And
Racer X.
Or The Gun Show. I've gone back to Bandit because we're kind of back to our roots kind of today. This is kind of like a re-leveling.
Yeah, I think I'm Racer X today, I think. Although there are a lot of guns in this chunk.
There are. Let's go. I'm going to go through how my Zoom shows everyone, and I'm going to introduce you. So when I introduce you by your real name, please say your racer name in a cool way or normal, whatever, as I move through it. All right. First of all, Liz Whitaker's here.
Unlimited breadsticks.
Such a cool way.
That was a cool way to say it.
Alex Thompson's here.
They call me Metal Pedal.
That's a good one.
That was cool. That was cool.
I'm glad I went before that.
Travis Bowe is here.
Skids 2.0 coming at you.
Donnie Powers is here.
I'm here to take your pink slip.
That's her name, Pink Slips.
Pink Slips.
Robin Burge is here. He's the only one. There are only two people here who I remembered their names. Their racer names, but Robin Burge is here.
Wheelman.
Yes. Dan is here. Dan does not, or Duff. Duff doesn't go have a last name, so we just call him Duff. And what's your name?
That's because I am a pterodactyl.
It's not really on brand with the car stuff. But
that doesn't sound like a racer name.
He's just ready for the crossover.
Yeah, this was like the two other times I was on, we just decided to be pterodactyl. It sounds cool, and that's all that matters.
It does sound cool. And you're looking at how to get a tattoo of that on your body.
Exactly.
It's like a car, but has wings and a mouth.
That would be a sweet tattoo.
That'd be pretty badass.
It does sound, pterodactyl does sound like a toy that would be advertised on Nickelodeon in the 90s. Mm-hmm.
And last but not least,
get the whole playset.
Rick Ingham. Oh, not last but not least. There's one more. Hold on. He doesn't have a face on here. Oh, there's two more.
Well, we know that he's not least. No one is least.
Right. Torque's here. Let's get twisted.
Yes. And nice. Someone who normally bumps our numbers up is listener Jeff. He's actually on this week, so he's not going to listen. He's podcasting Jeff. So welcome, Jeff.
Sideswipe.
Yes. He comes in out of nowhere.
As you record.
Has it ever been commented on that most of these sound like bad Transformer names?
Yes.
I mean,
yeah, probably.
That's an easy crossover, you can imagine.
It is.
Yeah.
Especially for a pterodactyl. At some point, they have Dinobots. Yeah.
They're doing Beast Wars.
And Tyrese.
Yeah, Tyrese is in both. Crossover. Yeah, he's in those Transformers. He's one of the main characters, kind of.
A military.
One of the soldiers.
How meta would that get?
Transformers is not family for me. I don't know those movies really well.
I don't either.
I've seen a couple of them a bunch, and then I saw the first two a lot, and then I never saw the rest of them other than the first one time I saw them on, like, probably on pay-per-view or something.
I owned the first one, which seems like really not on brand for me.
Right?
Yeah.
If the Fast
did you watch? Did you ever watch it, or did you just own
several
it?
Times?
Oh, really?
It's not bad. The first one's
solid.
I really, I watched it a lot.
So that's like the stated like fifth movie that Liz has seen.
that we know
that
of.
That increases
Men
my
in
movie.
Black, Transformers, Star Wars, Mean Girls, Legally Blonde.
That's not bad. Yeah. Or watch Karate Kid.
You can update the Wikipedia.
I did watch the whole movie for Karate Kid.
So you're ready for this chunk.
You've not watched this movie, though.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Or even the chunk that we're going to talk about.
Fair.
But she can draw a mean Corona koozie.
Well, I'm glad we have someone here who we can sort of tell the story to, as it were.
Yes, it can be a narrative podcast.
Live audience.
You're the Fred Savage to our Columbo. We are going to
totally.
Is this a kissing book?
This is actually, this is kind of a kissing book.
It's a kissing chunk.
There's
another movie she's seen. Murren, so why don't you explain what this chunk is?
Explain this chunk. So this chunk falls into two chunks, kind of. There's the first chunk, which I kind of skipped over in my intro, which is a lot of action. The Rock crashes an ambulance into a drone. Something that happens. Vin Diesel and Jason Statham have a wrench fight. It's really awesome. And then we switch to the next part, which we'll get to that later. I think we need to build our way up to the actual ending.
There's a long road.
a long road indeed. It's been getting from there to here.
So we're in the middle of a fight. We left off. Don't bring up the Enterprise.
I can't help it. It just pops into my head every time.
When we last left, Hunsu was
previously on Fast and the Furious.
Tell Liz, I won't know. Liz won't have any idea what's going on. Jaimin Hunsu is in a helicopter with two other people. Yeah. They're using God's Eye to track Ramsey, who is playing car roulette right now with the gang.
She's jumping around. I think she's with as we left her. She's with Tej and Roman
because they did the cool. Threw her out
she was
of the
with
car.
Paul. She was with Brian, and then she switched to Tej and Roman's car under the bridge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's being chased around, and they have a drone flying around.
The drone has just taken, and what happens first is the drone takes out a cell tower or some sort of communication tower.
That happens right about the top of the chunk.
Yeah, there. And Ramsey is like, we lost the connection. And this is when we see on the TV, The Rock is watching this on the news, and he sees the explosion out the window. So we know they've brought The Rock back in at least.
Yeah. No, I think we did on our last week, which of course was a month and a half ago.
No, it was last week.
It was last week. It was on my birthday, which I know is a specific date. We talked about the daddy's going to go to work, and I think that was my mistake because it does happen in this chunk.
But we're going to talk about it again. Don't worry.
We get to talk about it twice. I'm not complaining. And neither
so just to
you.
Just to lead up to that, I want to talk about how The Rock must have that super sweet CIA health insurance, because generally, nowadays, in our great American healthcare system, it's like, all right, you had a baby, you have to be gone in 3 hours. But The Rock, he has some broken bones, but he has a super nice room. He's just sitting there with his daughter.
He only has a broken arm, basically. That you don't see really any other. Maybe
he's
has
got a cast on his foot. Yeah,
he's probably concussed too. I don't know.
In real life, he would not even get a room. They'd be like, "All right, go home." And just kick you out into that.
They let him keep his gun in there too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes, they let his daughter keep his entire hang out there. CIA kit in that room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they blow up the tower. Brian has to go find another tower. I think Ramsey says something like, "Without the tower, I can't hack it."
Oh yeah,
Ramsey.
How much did you guys talk about the hacking? in the last.
We've talked about the fact that it like sucks in that what it, the word hacking means. But
so there's one small aspect of the hacking that I want to call out as actually being good and somewhat accurate. And that's the fact that the person who created the system is the one hacking into it. Because usually someone hacks into a system by exploiting a backdoor or a loophole or a problem that either they know about because they put it there or someone they know put it there. Mm-hmm. So one very small aspect of this that they got right. Other than that, the rest of it's crap.
That's all.
At least they didn't.
A lot of backdoor and a lot of sliding in.
At least they didn't use the phrase hacking and I got into the mainframe.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that.
So did Ramsey sign in as Stardust? Is that what happened?
I was about to say she used the Galen Erso method.
Yeah.
Breaking into the own design.
I was waiting for furious typing. I'm in.
Yeah. Fast and furious typing, yes. I would have, if there was a fast and furious typing instructor program, that would be pretty cool. Like, you know, like those old, like, here, learn how to type.
Like things. Mavis teaches like, typing?
Mavis speaks to a bunch of authors and she's amped. Like, all right.
I mean, they had Typing of the Dead, so why not?
They did.
And our first
You have to type really fast to make the cars go. Yeah. You're like watching a race happen or something. That'd be fun.
Our first babysitting of the movie happens because before he says Daddy's got to go to work, he's saying Elena's going to come and watch
daughter. Yeah, don't worry, Elena. She's the one who's not here.
And she'll the first note I wrote down was, try not to secretly get Elena pregnant.
Is Elena is Elena a relative? Do we know Elena?
No, she works with The Rock.
She was in the last movie?
She's Mrs. Thor.
She was in the beginning of this. You see her and The Rock are working together somehow because so she's a Brazilian police officer who then...
Who occasionally gets called up at weird hours to watch The Rock's kid.
Sure.
And rather than going out to help with whatever's going on and buildings falling or it's like, you need to watch my daughter. I'm going to pop whatever pill this is, like Popeye. So I'm going to...
Yeah, we don't need the trained police officer.
His daughter is in a hospital. There are people there.
Yeah.
They watch children all the time. Yeah. Maybe hurt the daughter so she'll have to stay in the hospital. And now she's being watched.
Put her arm in the cast.
The hospital bed and then put the blanket over so they think it's still the Rock in the bed.
Yeah, you forgot to do that.
He must be sick. Look how small he's gotten.
Yeah, put her arm in a cast. She'll be furious.
Yeah, they didn't have like the sassy nurse character come and be like, oh, that Dwayne Johnson always getting the windows open and there's like sheets tied together.
You think he left like Spider-Man leaves the room?
He just jumped out the window.
If he's in bed, he's not supposed to leave. He's supposed to be recovering. And they always have like the doctor like, Mr. Rock, you can't leave.
Do you think they could have stopped him? He would have looked at them and been like, I ripped my own cast off with my muscles. So what are you going to do? I'm going to walk right out of here.
I'm sure he could just walk out of there. He has like full armor and a gun and everything.
So let's talk about where did he get...
Maybe I'm getting ahead, but where did he get the minigun so quickly?
That comes later.
I know.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to the drone.
I'm just saying, like, The Rock just kind of, like, you know, it's been about 5 minutes because we're roughly seeing this in real time. I'm just wondering where he stopped off.
Yeah, it's like an episode of 24.
Out of R2-D2's head.
Yeah, he has all his gear in the room with him, just in case.
Including a minigun. He
says, Daddy's going to go to work. He flexes out of his cast.
I think my favorite thing is always the movie version of I fixed my own arm. When he moves it, it just kind of goes crunch.
It crunches a little bit.
It makes a noise. Yeah. You're like, it's fine, right?
Bones make Yeah,
because the muscles are going to hold the bones together.
He's so strong that his muscles heal his bones.
Not only is it not clear whether that's actually possible, but given that his arm has been in a cast, his arm should be weaker than normal.
Yeah, and it should be definitely not. He should have like a tan line.
Totally still lifted weights while his arm.
How badass would it be if they opened it up, like it falls off, and it's just a regular arm, and
it's all withered.
He has to like flex it, and it like comes back.
It flexes it, like plates open.
I wish that they had done that. The Rock's like, it's time to go to work. So he puts the Wonder Bread bag over his cast. Like, I want to get
my Mom said I couldn't get wet.
Yep. It would have been.
I gotta take care of this.
I do like that. I do like him flexing out of the cast, but it would have also been cool to see him fighting with a cast on and just being like, I can only use one hand or something like that.
No, because the cast would have been a weapon. He would have been wielding that shit.
That's true. Like, yeah, he could have like,
that would have been
loud. Like,
that's a weapon he opted not to bring with him. He would have used the cast as a club and it would have broken totally, on some totally. Guy's head.
Totally, yeah.
But there were no henchmen. There's no henchmen on the ground except for one guy who fights Brian in a few minutes.
Yeah, Jaimon Hunsu does not have a big team. He has just a few guys.
Gotta have more minions, man.
Yeah, he had more when we saw him in Azerbaijan. He had a whole bunch of cars and stuff, but apparently now.
And now we're to the.
They didn't all want to take the flight to L.A. You know, they're probably a lot of them are probably.
Well, he
on the
can't afford that. It's a new gang. Like they're not like.
Yeah. Licking. Yeah, yeah. Their contracts expired.
They have a lot of angel investing, and they're like. We're not flying the whole group there. No.
No, no. We got to say, we got to, yeah.
You pick
budget,
four.
The budget guy's like, Jaimon Hunsu, we can't afford this. We got to pull
four
back.
Pick four and we'll give you a drone, okay?
Yeah.
Give you a drone.
Okay, fine.
The Minions crossover comes later.
Yeah. So we're about to get to our street fight. Got a car street fight. They car kiss.
We also do, I like The Rock's three for the road with his daughter. Very
yes,
cute.
He just bump.
And he takes some. I like that he takes some pills too.
Some pills.
Takes some pain medication to get through it.
So they do their driving toward each other at full speed. But this time,
yes.
Dom knows to lift his car up, so it basically smacks the front of Shaw's car.
He's living mounts, up to his name.
He mounts Shaw's car.
Isn't it also, I think it's also a bit of a callback to the first movie, right? Because he does the wheelie in that final drag race with Brian.
Yeah, in the first one and the
that's
fourth
one.
One
of his signature moves.
That's the Hungry Hungry Hippos maneuver.
Yep. Doesn't nice. He do it in 4 when he's jumping out
yeah,
of Mexico?
Yeah, he does it in 4 as well. He kills the guy in 4 by doing a wheelie, basically.
My note was just car hump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's basically cars. Yeah,
he's the top car and Shaw is the bottom.
Yeah, he's living up to his name.
Thank and you. I was wondering when that car. Joke is going to make sense. I had to explain it.
There it is.
There it is.
That's the crossover to Southland Tales, if you'll remember, because I'm sure everyone watched that when we covered it.
And he's like, and he jumps out with his. Well, first he shoots down with a double barrel shotgun, misses.
That's a cool move.
Yeah, Shaw shoots up. Mm-hmm. That's actually pretty smart. They both missed.
Yeah, he was ready. He had a plan.
Idea that his car would be mobile after this. I mean, there's important shit in the bottom of your car drivetrain. You know,
we're all gearheads, Travis.
I know. I know.
In a car. Okay. You don't need to tell us.
Maybe some of your listeners don't know the where every nut and bolt is on
the front of
the drivetrain.
We don't assume our listeners. We treat our listeners like they're intelligent. We don't have to explain.
They're family too.
Is it weird that when the two cars are on top of each other?
Ooh,
Deckard
say it slower.
Shaw, who is a very trained, who is a trained military killer, and Dom Toretto, who seems to basically be the same thing at this point, both miss essentially a stationary target from a couple feet away.
Sure.
They probably both have concussions, to be fair.
Yeah.
Plus, they really got to guess where the other person is.
The driver's
seat. They're shooting through multiple layers.
The driver's seat.
What I want to know is drivetrain taken as a racer name?
Oh, by the way, Jarf joined us while we were all talking.
Yeah. That's why I said Jarf in the middle of their sentence.
Jarf is here. And what's your act? Oh, you want to be drivetrain?
The cavalry has arrived. Have you made that joke yet?
Woman.
Nice.
That would be a good street racer, or not
cavalry.
Racer name, but kind of the cavalry. Just the cavalry.
So chronologically,
that's my new racer name.
So chronologically, we actually have The Rock getting up from his hospital bed after the car humping.
Yes.
I did want to point out The Rock is watching footage of himself playing college football.
Yes. Oh, really?
I was wondering about that.
It does not surprise me in the least. He's so vain. It won't.
Yeah. He didn't bring a tape with him to the hospital.
Yeah. ESPN's just rolling a highlight reel of his exploits.
A highlight reel of an old Miami, Florida State.
Sure. No, he's just like, look, honey, it's daddy playing basketball.
No, like 25.
Basketball.
Oh, he's not just watching Young Rock.
I wish he had been watching like WrestleMania, whatever, yeah. or what's that? The Rundown.
That was that one episode of Star Trek that he's in,
or The Mummy too.
That would be great. That would be great.
Watching Next Generation,
The Scorpion King.
Up next, yeah, up next, Scorpion King. Followed by
Tall remake is on TNT.
Like, yeah. Surely he's been in a movie that this studio has the rights to, right? Like,
he owns all the movies. Universal owns
the
all.
The Mummy is Universal, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
Still waiting on that MonsterVerse hashtag. Dark Universe. Yep.
Keep waiting.
That's sitting right next to the Flash movie. It totally is going to get made. Totally.
Sure.
Sure.
Along with Black Adam and Shazam.
I love that.
And there's an empty space where the Snyder cut was, and it has, you know, it's gone now.
I love that F9 got made, and everyone's like, now they're going to make other movies. Like, they're going to make this new Green Lantern movie. And everyone's like, shut up. Look, everyone wants a certain thing. We all want stupid car movies right now.
They're going to make 4 more Fast and Furious movies before they'll make any of those other movies. Yeah.
Well, they're going to merge it with Jurassic Park, which I feel like is actually going to happen, and that's going to make like $3 billion. It's going to be like the biggest movie of all time.
They've been talking about it for a while and haven't, and it still seems like it's gaining momentum.
I mean, everyone just came out of the pandemic like, fuck it, why not?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Why not?
I've been around my children for a year. I'll watch anything. I don't care. Yeah. I don't care at this point.
Sure, I'll watch The Rock fight a dinosaur with a car.
Yeah. I'll watch Tyrese and a banter with a dinosaur.
I'll watch Tyrese not be able to believe what's going on.
I'm wondering if you guys wrote down
we got a damn dinosaur coming.
I was wondering if you guys wrote down the words to the music cue right after he says, "You're goddamn right it is," when he says, "You thought this was gonna be a street fight." There's a chorus of ethereal people talking. Like, it has words inexplicably. And so I was trying to listen. Here's what I got. Someone call the principal. Donut invincible. That's what it says. Someone call the principal. Donut invincible.
Oh my God.
And I was like, and it never comes back. That sound cue never comes back. And I was like, why are there words right after he's like, "You're goddamn right."
That's so awesome.
And it's to the song that da 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 da, like the F7 song.
Wow.
Mm.
It's so weird that there are words like, "Hey, we need to put, like, you know, like John Williams did. Remember Duel of the Fates? remember the gibberish words they put in there? We put some gibberish words in there right after I say, duh, you damn right it is." Could it be like something like, I don't know, someone call the principal donut invincible?
I wanted them to go one step further now where it was like Vin Diesel doing the vocals. Yeah. So he's just like, duh, 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 duh. Someone call the principal.
The principal's a good racer name.
That's true.
The principal, yeah.
Gotta see you after school.
I want to throw in something here real quick. First of all, since this came out in 2015, this is my second favorite wrench fight in 2015 movies, right after Fury Road.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Is that more, obviously. Is there a wrench fight or is it a chain? I remember a chain fight in Fury Road. But you would know
was
more.
There was a wrench, there was a chain, there was a shotgun, there was a car door, you know, the whole.
You would know better than I, caboodle. Yeah. I think that counts.
But aside from that, Statham and Diesel are both the same age. They were 46 in this movie. So we are a few trips to the donut shot away from this being a slap fight at a kid's soccer game. But interestingly enough, two other actors that are the same age as Vin Diesel and Jason Statham are Louis C.K. and Paul Giamatti. So I just want you all to remember, imagine real quick, replace each of these actors with Louis C.K. and Paul Giamatti and how that really alters the scene.
Nice.
That's good. That's good.
I can easily see both of them fighting with wrenches. I feel like that's something either of them would do.
Sure.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm imagining Paul Giamatti in his rhino mode in his Amazing Spider-Man. character.
That's peak Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, one of his greatest moments.
And then we get
sideways.
More drone chase.
Wrench fight and
more drone chase.
And well, the
it's
not really a wrench around.
Yeah, the street fight.
The street fight line is great. I love the you see you booed the street
great
fight.
Callback. Only one person has a wrench. Jason Statham is fighting with trash. It's trash fight.
It's like windshield wipers.
It's pieces of his Maserati.
I don't think it's windshield wipers. It looks like it.
No, it's like you picked up one of the windshield wipers. Something
like that.
It's like the arms that lift up the hood or something.
Yeah, he just pulls random metal bars out of the wreck.
Let's call it what the studio wants it to be. It's a sword fight.
Yes.
It was a car fight that turned into a sword fight that turns into a fist fight. Street fight, sorry.
It looks like Vin Diesel's other weapon is a pipe.
Mm-hmm. It is one wrench and one pipe.
Because you just keep those things in the car when you're a gearhead.
Especially when you're a gearhead who knows he's about to go fight someone.
Also, when your car has car sex, sometimes things fall off a guy.
That's right.
And there's a pipe.
I don't believe that there's anything on that car that would require a wrench of that size.
Clearly, you're not up to your gearheadedness.
Wow.
A wrench
size, you've got to be turning nuts about like the size of your fist.
Turning nuts.
See, the pipe goes on like the end of the wrench to give you more leverage.
Oh, okay.
It looks like a wrench someone used to build the Hoover Dam.
It's just one of
those like Paul Bunyan just building the Hoover Dam with his giant wrench.
Yeah, like
Paul Bunyan built the Hoover Dam, right?
That's right, Jarf.
Okay, good.
You know your U.S. history.
It's in the song. I believe there's a song about that.
It was either him or John Henry built the Hoover Dam.
Yeah, it's sung by Waylon Jennings or somebody. Yeah. Somebody sings a song about it.
Well, John Henry built it, but Paul Bunyan took the credit.
Oh, yeah, typical.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So we get our call out.
The ox doesn't get enough credit either.
We get our babe. We get our call
out. The blue ox.
We get our call out from Tej and Roman in the car. He's like, "That's not a spaceship. That's a drone." And I was like, "Oh, save it, save it. We got two movies. We got two movies.
Just wait.
You'll get there."
Can't talk about spaceships yet. Mm-hmm. And then we get our Justin Lin camera move where they follow Flip. It's the second time in the movie. Now that I know that's his move, now I always am like, okay. It's the when he hits Dom hits.
James Wan.
Sorry, James Wan, not Justin Lin. James Wan. When he hits Shaw, he actually spins, and the camera follows him in the spin. They did that at the beginning of the movie too, and I was like. Now, and he's done it also in other movies, and I'm like, okay, this all makes sense.
That's it also kind of looks like the camera moves that they did Lee Wan-L, James Wan's former creative partner, did in that one horror movie where the guy gets like taken over.
Upgrade,
yeah. Like the camera move where the camera like follows the guy as he falls and
totally
rises.
Yeah, Upgrade that stars what's his face is a doppelganger. It's not
Logan Marshall Green.
Yeah. Who is not
budget Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Budget Tom Hardy. Like,
which I don't mind. You know, he's great too.
I would have fought somebody and said Tom Hardy's in Upgrade, and then I watched Upgrade. And like, that's not Tom Hardy. So I love
that Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy spelled T-H-O-M and like Hardy's.
It's Tom Hardley.
Tom
right.
Hardley.
Tom Hardley. Can't hardly wait.
Yeah, I love the helicopter guys because one of them is like tracking where they are. And I swear to God, one of them says this. And I started laughing because I was like, I know I misheard it. He's like, he's six blocks ahead of us hauling ass. I thought he was talking about two streets, the corner of Hall and Ass. He's like six blocks ahead of us, Hall and Ass. I was like, what a great
could be Hall and Ash.
You think you can outrace me? I grew up on the quinter section of Hall and Ass.
I grew up on the mean streets of Ass.
So it's like, is it Ass Street North or Ass Street South? It's like, no, we want Ass Street North.
Northbound Ass Street.
When you go on southbound Ass Street, it's
no, that's not the way you want
to go. Never go south to north. Always go north to south. That's just a fun fact for everybody.
It's a lot easier on one side than the other.
And just try and open a restaurant on Ass Street. It never goes well.
I gotta wonder, as you were watching Jaimon Hansu basically like sit in a chair and yell what?
Backwards.
Like, if you're a good actor in a movie like this, do you look at it as like, oh boy, this is a break that I get paid for, or do you look at it as like, oh, this is so creatively unfulfilling kind of a thing?
Let's be fair. He also says fire a lot.
Yes.
He does say fun.
He's got a lot of range is what I'm saying.
I don't think he looks at it as anything as other than what his normal roles are in a lot of these action movies.
Yeah, he does. Like, he's done this so many times now.
Yeah.
He's just heavy. Heavy guy.
His role in Guardians isn't much, you know, more.
Yeah. Jaimon Hansu, I feel bad because he's a really great actor.
Yeah. Yeah.
But most of the time he's either... Like, he plays a slave a lot, if you look at his filmography, or he just plays, like, scary black man who's always talking like this.
Yeah.
Like, that's his shtick. And
I think if he wanted better roles, he could have them. Yes. I think he does. He probably does see this as, like, an easy paycheck.
Yeah,
like, I don't know a lot of scenes.
He probably does the thing that a lot of actors do, where he does Fast and the Furious 7 so that he's got the money in his bank account so he can do the artistically satisfying stuff that he wants to do that isn't going to make him any money.
I'm watching the FX TV show Dave, and this week Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is on it, and they're in Kareem's house, and he has a rug, and I'm like, is that the rug that he bought with the money from Airplane? Like everything in his house, I'm like, is that from being in a movie? Like he used to do movies just to buy specific things. Jaimon Hansu might have been like, I literally am buying a new house.
Yeah,
you want me to be in this movie?
Oh no,
I literally want this exact amount, and they're like, fine.
I'm sure he's living comfortably, between like Gladiator and the Marvel movies. And
Gladiator,
all this.
So that was like 20 years ago.
I know, but he was
I'm looking at Jaimon Hansu's credits.
Yeah, he's good in that.
Yeah.
He's. I don't know what artistic stuff he's trying to get done. His credits. Let's just go through this. He had this. The last couple of years, it's been he was in Aquaman as a voice. Serenity.
He's in
Serenity, that crazy Anne Hathaway movie. He's kind of a second banana in that too. He was in Captain Marvel, reprising his Guardians of the Galaxy role. Mm-hmm. He was a wizard in Shazam.
Yep,
he was Shazam.
Yeah.
He was Shazam.
Say my
That's
name.
Very true. That's very
Say
true.
My and name. That, let us not, my power flow through you.
We stand a legend. Let us not forget he was Shazam. He played Bosley in Charlie's Angels, the remake.
The remake.
The re-remake. Yeah. He's in A Quiet Place Part 2 right now as Man on Island.
Okay, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like, he wasn't a cameo in that. We never got to learn his name.
He's going to be in The King's Man. I wonder if he's going to be.
He's a good character in that. It looks like he's like the. Unfortunately, looks like he's the trainer of the dude. So
that's what I would thought. He's like the trainer of the main guy or something.
Wouldn't you do movies that you said minimal things that you can make maximum cash for if you could?
Yeah. I think that's all. That's what he wants to do.
I'm sad. I'm doing minute by minute podcasts. I wish you could do.
Oh my god. Okay, so he's also he's going to be a voice in a movie called Blazing Samurai. Have you heard about this?
What?
He wrote a Blazing.
Blazing Samurai is an animated remake of with animals of Blazing Saddles.
Oh my god. Oh, no. That'll work out.
What?
You just said a bunch of random words, none of which like
somebody got high.
Are we playing Mad Libs?
Is in it as well.
Yeah.
Mel Brooks is in it?
Mel Brooks is in it. Yeah, what? He does the voice of Shogun.
Is he playing a turtle?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a normal dog wants to be a samurai.
New carpet.
So like
God. Okay. That's Jaimon Hansu.
So like little kids are going to hear the N-word from a talking anime or something?
I hate everything about this.
That's what we need out there in the
zone. I'm more confused than anything.
Yeah, Liz, do you understand what's going on in the movie right now?
Oh yeah, exactly, perfectly. I know. Yeah. I can picture it in my mind.
Well, we can talk about
wrench fight, drone. Daddy's got to go to work.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
helicopter.
Six blocks to haul an ass, and then Brian.
Hacking.
Brian is about to get in his building fight.
Yeah.
Well,
this is like
with buildings.
Let's be honest. Yeah. It's not Brian at this point. Nothing for the rest of this movie is Paul Walker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No way.
Even the fight with Tony Jaa?
I watched it really closely. You don't see his face most of the time in the one shot. No.
It would have been a stunt really double
anyway.
I have
to believe that this fight, I don't think
that he could do parkour like that.
I have to believe this fight is not Paul Walker. And I'll tell you why it's not Paul Walker. Because you don't put Tony Jaa in a fight scene in a movie and then cut it to shit like this with all the fast edits. I don't care if it's Fast and the Furious. If you put Tony Jaa in a movie, you shoot him for like a 30-second take where he does all the gymnastics crap that he's doing. They have to cut it to shit because
he's doing some parkour, but yeah.
Tony Jaa can do all of this in one take.
He can
do multiple runs of it in the same take.
Yes.
Like,
but whoever he's fighting against may not be able to. So
they're editing the crap out of it because it's clearly not Paul Walker in the scene with him.
Yeah.
So
which is fine because it's a fight scene and they wouldn't have Paul Walker doing the fight anyway.
If he was still alive, he wouldn't. Although I have to say, even if it was Paul Walker doing the fight, they would also have to cut around it because he can't do that. He can't do those moves.
Or seen Paul Walker run.
It would still be his face CGI'd on someone else.
The rest of the movie is fake Paul Walker.
I like how they kind of get ready to do a John Woo type action thing where he's on a little cart and he goes by, but they forgot to slow it down.
Like, it just goes by.
Yeah, he kind of drives by sideways, side guns with his little pallet.
There's doves that are supposed to fly out. Come on, guys.
And then they
amateur hour.
And then the what's his name? What's the guy's name? The guy who's fighting
Tony Jaa
has the coolest move where he like kicks Paul onto a door and then they ride the door down the steps. That's actually a pretty good
one. My gosh.
Yeah.
That shot was insane. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that in any other movies I've ever watched.
That was really cool. There were a couple of fight scenes.
I do like their sled ride.
Yeah. The door going down the stairs is fun. It's a pretty good, it is cut up a lot, but it's a pretty fun fight scene.
It's weird though that it's not car based.
There's no cars involved. The closest we get is that dolly.
They got the wheeled carts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Sure. And that one scene where Brian pushes against the rolling table and Tony Jaa like runs up the wall in order to not get pinned.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty awesome.
And he does essentially win the fight by clipping Tony Jaa to a wheel.
Yeah, sure. Too slow.
Is Tony Jaa
one part? I feel like that had to be like that. Looked like Paul Walker saying that line. Yeah. At least you don't think so.
I really don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think that's his face, they've mashed it over. If you watch it, he's about this big in the frame. His face, it's not a close up. If they were going to do that, it would be close.
I don't know, just his body language and everything. But I guess maybe it was his brother, and they just they're similar.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Does he have a twin brother or just a brother who looks a lot?
No,
older?
So they brother two looks brothers. Similar. So they actually had two brothers who were the physical stand-ins, as well as another actor who is not in the Walker family.
One of them is the bottom half of Paul Walker because he looks exactly like his legs. And the other one is the top half of Paul Walker.
How did you feel about that line, too slow? I loved it. It was just kind of petty.
Yeah. It's a callback. It's a nice callback. You always want to connect it.
I like the little clank. it's kind of a fun little, I like that. And
it's up there with the Keanu Reeves line from Speed where very end, but I'm taller.
Yeah.
It is good. So Letty and Cypher in the car. No one's coming to help them. The Predator's got Missilock. Oh, not Cypher. Ramsey. Whatever.
Not yet.
Other lady hacker. Sorry, all my lady hackers have gotten confused in my head.
Now I'm imagining Joey Pants next to her from The Matrix.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he'd be great in these, but he's already in Bad Boys, so it's kind of a...
Yeah.
You don't want to dip too much.
Yeah, so they it's got Missile Lock, and then the Rock drives an ambulance into the Predator and lands face first.
He did
jack an ambulance.
He literally walked out of the hospital, walked down to the emergency bay, and was like, "I'm gonna take this," and like just
who's gonna stop him?
Sure, he knocked the EMT out.
And I like that they don't bother to set that up. He just reappears in an ambulance.
Yeah.
People
which
will
of
get
these
this?
Ambulances has a minigun in it? I'll take that one.
No, see, he gets the minigun from the drone the because drone. As he falls on the drone, then he gets to shoot. No, okay, what does he mean? He double taps the drone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He shoots the drone in the eye.
After he kicks out the windshield.
But he just kind of walks out of the ambulance. I'm good. Mm-hmm. I drove an ambulance into a drone down at least an entire, 15-foot drop. Landed
with
on
my
its
healing
side,
broken arm and
with my legs. With my healing broken arm and then just kind of walks out. I'm good.
It was a magical healing ambulance.
Yeah. And I love that Ramsey's like, who is that? I'm like, yeah, Ramsey's never met him.
You don't know.
Ramsey has no idea.
This giant Samoan guy who just stole an ambulance.
I mean, is he gonna kill us?
Ramsey saying, who is that? It seems weird to me that Letty actually answers her because literally the only person who doesn't know who he is Ramsey at this point. Just skip that and save 5 seconds off your movie.
I felt like that really delivery of that's Hobbs was for the benefit of the audience. I don't know if I have my timing right, but it felt like them saying, like, we want to remind you the name of this character because we're going to make a spin-off movie.
It also felt like
it's
going to
be
nice,
really important. Come
it was the period
time.
On the sentence of the action. Like, it's just like, we need a button to this and then to move on. And like, that's what they had.
And we get that. Where's the cavalry? Woman, I am the cavalry.
You get that too, which is great.
Yeah, but seriously, like, where's everybody else? Because nobody coming. We're just blowing up city blocks.
So it is just you, just to clarify.
There's probably a bunch of people coming to get the crazy dude who stole an ambulance.
And the only reason you know to come help us was because you saw it on TV and out the window. Like, no one in the team, he has no headset. He has no way of communicating with the rest of the team.
Well, he has a partner, but he made her watch his kid, so...
Right.
The thing is, he's just out there blowing up shit. He's like, it'll help somehow. That's fine.
I want to know how he knew
the
where
Metro
to
Police
be.
Would be there to help, but they all got blown up by the drone.
Hmm. Oh,
if
yeah.
He wrecks this ambulance into a drone that he couldn't have possibly known to time. You know, exactly. It's going on underneath him.
Like, he saw where they were on C2. TV, but by the time he gets there, it's a completely different place.
All that happens.
He drives off the overpass and there's no drone there. That's a lot of trouble.
Yeah, you didn't see him drive off.
God damn.
They skipped the scene where he pulled off and asked for directions. Have you seen a drone go by with missiles and guns?
That's like that would have been like Randy Quaid or somebody like that. He's like, I saw a drone go that way. I don't know. Like, this is the last day I have a drink. And then he throws his bottle away.
A right on La Cienega. Okay, cool.
Right on ass. It's right past Hall.
Right past Hall.
So all this crazy stuff happens, and we're all like, "That's fine." The most ludicrous thing, pardon the pun.
Wait, what?
The most Tej thing.
We're talking about Tej.
The
right
most
now?
Tej thing.
The
to
most
happen.
Chris Bridges thing that happens.
The most ludicrous thing to happen is when Ramsey's like, "Brian, if you're at the thing, plug it into your phone." And I'm like, I'm like, what? No, that's not. I have enough problems.
Thank goodness that they had the right cable for whatever iPhone version that was.
Yeah,
exactly. It's totally compatible.
Like, I can't plug it in. It's a Lightning 2, and I only have a Lightning 1.
Brian's like, thank goodness I just upgraded to the latest model.
Yeah, thank God that Apple finally went USB-C. Otherwise, we'd all be fucked, man.
I think the most ludicrous thing is that after it cuts back from all this, you know, ambulance drone action and satellite stuff, The Rock or Dom and Shaw are still fighting. They're still having a street. These two 55-year-old men are still still street fighting.
Street fight. It is definitely going to be street fight. I also like the line of The Rock shoots the eye of the drone, and then the Jaimon Hans is like, "What happened?" And the guy's like, "Someone just double tapped our drone." It's like, how would you know there was a second shot? How do you know he shot it twice? The first shot probably broke the camera.
The first shot was the ambulance.
Right.
Second shot is the revolver.
Also, why was the guy? Why was the guy scared when he came up to the eyeball? It's not your eyeball.
He like backed up.
Yeah.
He was so immersed.
It's not your eyeball, but he is staring down the barrel of a gun. There's
it's a really clear picture. It looks like it's right there.
Yeah.
It's like watching. Again, it's like watching a movie in high frame rate, where it's like.
And
oh
this
my God,
is their
right
introduction
there.
To The Rock. So like, who's this mountain
that's
of a
true.
Man?
Yeah, everyone has to be afraid of him.
That's Hobbs,
the cavalry.
He
is the cavalry.
Yeah, he shows up. So let's see.
You get Vin Diesel and Statham are still fighting, and Vin Diesel does like a pretty cool Superman punch.
Well, because the wrench isn't working. He's like, I'm just going to hit him with a harder thing. My fist.
This is greater than the wrench.
And the bad guy.
A pure shot with one of the metal rods right to the head.
Whenever Vin Diesel is engaged in hand-to-hand combat, he looks like a gorilla. Like, this is him at his, he is at his most ape-like here. Just his faces, his arm movements.
Do you think he's wearing any padding underneath that Henley?
I think he brings his own padding.
His shoulders look huge.
He has like custom slim fit, like Henley waffle shirt there.
Possibly.
Well, it gets cold at night in LA, you know, on top of our garage, it's windy.
They Hansu blows up the garage. Well, tries to. Because he's still going to get his revenge.
Yeah, he's like, Statham isn't helping anymore, so he's got to be like, just take him out.
And then when he does that, we get our final, we actually take out the bad guy with a line that makes zero sense.
I love it so much.
That's the thing about street fights. The street always wins.
And then he stomps on the
actual street.
But you guys know what this is, right? This is Dom or Vin Diesel shooting his Street Sharks commercial.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's the thing about Street Sharks.
The Street Sharks always win.
The thing about Street Sharks.
He does a stomp. He does a stompy move.
He stomps.
And instead of him falling to his death, luckily, Shaw, we think, we don't know. We don't actually know at this point if Shaw's alive or dead. He falls all the way down like a bunch of slabs.
Yeah, it seems like it's left very, very vague.
He seems dead.
Don't you know if you're standing on a structure and it's starting to break, if you stomp your foot really hard, several feet in front of you will collapse.
And you'll be fine. That's exactly how it works.
It's very Wile E. Coyote. Like everything cracks around him. And
yeah.
And then Shaw holds up a sign that just says, Mother. And he falls.
And then Don goes, I can only imagine. And goes away.
G-Von Hansu must be so disappointed in his lackey, the guy that actually pulled the trigger to fire, because when you're firing a rocket at Dominic Toretto, and you're like, oh no, Shaw's in the way, so just blow them up both, the rocket lands about 20 feet behind Deckard Shaw.
His lackeys are not.
Like, between the two men.
I think, like we said before, the budget guy got to him, and I think he got the cheap lackeys for this job. Highly trained lackeys were already used, and their contracts expired.
And then after that,
he went to a temp agency. These are like the Robert Half's
guys. Yeah, the temp lackeys.
Yeah, the interns.
Right after that happens, you see Dom look up at the sky, and I'm like, Dom's going to fight that helicopter.
Yep.
First thing I thought when I saw the movie, I'm like,
I had to know this. This is when Dom, after Statham dies, this is when Dom gets his he does some great eye acting in this part where he has his eyes wide like this. He's like, oh no. Someone I love is in danger.
He can feel it.
Like, okay, shit is real now. Like, fighting, wrench fight was nothing. This is real.
Yeah, there's two moments.
The helicopter's like, shooting at the car on the street, right?
There's two moments that are happening that happens right now that has never happened in any of the movies. It's actual genuine concern for the other people on the team.
Yeah.
Dom has it for Letty in this scene. And in a few minutes, Letty's going to have it for Dom. Because of something he's going to do. And I'm like, you've never shown this level of caring about the ridiculous stuff you guys do. You're like,
yeah, it's always just
fine.
Been assumed like, no, everyone will be fine. And this is the moment where it's like, oh, maybe they won't be.
Look, some movies take 7 or so to get a character arc going.
Yeah.
This is paying off 7 movies. Well, how many movies have they all been in? 5, really?
Yeah, it depends on which cast member you're talking about.
There are definitely a couple movies that don't. It's not like Scuzz's storyline somehow moves Dom and Letty's relationship forward.
Yeah. No one has been in all of them.
In one movie than most of them, actually.
Well, he does have character growth because he's 75 years old and in high school. So that's that's the most growth I've ever seen. And his forehead keeps getting bigger and bigger. So Hobbs is using the minigun on the plane. He's like, flanking
he got the minigun from the drone, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he like tore it off and now he's using
it. And then he used the infinite ammo cheat from Doom. Yeah. So that way it could just keep firing.
Yeah. Well, he was in Doom, so he has all those.
It's grandfathered in.
He has all Doom powers in every movie.
You know where I'm coming from.
Dom uses his Toretto vision to like Rube Goldberg. He knows that if he goes down one level, he can get on the ramp and go up and fight the helicopter. So
and he knows that it'll be just the perfect angle from that ramp that just was created from his stomp.
But it's only the perfect one because he engages something very important.
His love for his wife?
Sure. No.
No.
His Nos.
His Nos, of course. No.
Yes, he noses his way. Of course, how else was he going to get up there?
Yeah, this is the Nos is the savior of us, of everyone, basically. Nos saves the day.
As he's going, he just happens, and turning sideways at the same time, he happens to notice he has a bag of grenades next to him.
No. He specifically took that from Shaw's car.
From Shaw's car.
Okay. Yeah. I remember it as, oh,
yeah. That makes sense, because Shaw's used grenades before. He's a grenade guy.
Yeah.
The inclusion of the Nos here, it feels like it's the one time a movie they've got to include it now that they've gotten away from actually being street racers and they're just basically paramilitary operatives. They still got to have Nos in the movie.
Nos always plays like a cameo role.
The filmmaker, I think the filmmakers are just in the pocket of big Nos.
Nos has turned into.
Aren't we all?
They're going to kill a T-Rex with Nos in the F-10.
Yeah. They'll throw a tank in its mouth and say, smile, you son of a bitch.
Well, they can always just bring back, because in 6, Tej has a Nos gun. So they can always just bring that back if they need Nos to make its a contracted cameo.
And it's turned into the Wilhelm scream of these movies.
Yeah.
You're just waiting on there, like, there it is.
There's the Nos.
So, yeah, he Noses his way onto the helicopter and you don't see it, but he somehow has the wherewithal to hang the bag of thing on the
They set it up to make it look like, oh no, he missed. And he's like, no, I didn't.
And then he lands on his face back into the parking garage. This is where Letty's like, damn. And you're like, why are you scared? Like, why are you worried now?
He's been through worse than this.
10 minutes ago, he was hit in the face with a wrench. And now
it's obligatory Letty Dom. Letty's got to scream Dom at least once.
Yeah.
So I have to say, though, I feel like worried about him.
Both Paul Walker and Michelle Rodriguez are very intense in this scene.
Yeah.
It kind of surprised me. It was like, oh,
the worst case of CPR I've ever seen.
Here's the problem with one person
tries to give CPR and the other just yells at that person and stresses
stop making me help. Here's the problem with the CPR here. I'm willing to believe that Brian knows CPR because he's a former cop. I'm willing to believe that Letty doesn't because whatever, she's not a cop.
She's a DVD thief.
The classic Hobbs, cop, not a cop.
Hobbs is standing right there. He should know CPR too.
Hobbs is Rock just wants him to die. Are you kidding me? Please die.
Well, and to be fair, I think that Brian's doing his best because Brian is like pumping on his chest and he's telling Letty, he's like, you need to breathe into his mouth. He's like, no.
You just kept crying.
Yeah, like Brian, I mean, is trying to do his best, and Letty just loses it, and then brings him back with the power.
Letty knows that CPR will not bring back Dom. It's just the memory of love and family that will do it.
How much better and slashier would it have been if Hobbs just tossed Letty aside there and he administered the breathing into Dom's mouth?
You would just like punch him in the chest once and he'd be like,
That'll get them to make up. I'm okay with it.
He should have roared in his face.
Yeah.
He should have roared in his face like the Hulk.
But instead, she wakes him up, not with the power of love, but with the power of guilt. She's like,
if you die, I die.
She's like, I remember everything. I remember that night that we got married and you didn't bring a ring, you idiot. To the wedding,
wore a wife beater.
She has like a wedding dress on, and it's like they planned ahead, but he does not have a ring.
Sailor pants.
But that's his best wife beater. Like,
it is his best one. It's the one with no stains on it.
Yeah,
this is for you. You're my new
ribbed.
Wife.
It's like that.
It's not
like
ribbed.
Slightly
it's
modal
material.
Fabric.
Yeah, it's modal fabric.
Yeah, it doesn't have.
It's his. It's his MeUndies.
And at the end of it, if you die, I die. I thought it was going to be, if you die, I come find you. That sounds cute. Not, if you die, I'm going to die. And it's like, oh,
yeah.
God. That's.
I actually really liked the vow. I wrote it down. I was like, you will never be alone again. I vow wherever you go, I go. You ride, I ride. You fight, I fight. And if you ever die on me, I'm going to die with you. But then she says, but I'm not ready to die.
Yeah,
I'm not ready.
Right. That's a vow. That is very like. On that.
She just like, came back to life not too long ago, so.
For yeah, listen, I know I said I'd die with you, but I don't want to do that. So maybe don't die. Because so I don't want you to.
Let's not. Yeah.
No time to die.
For those of us who are married or have been in
die another day
for a long time, you totally get this dynamic. You're like, oh, fine. I won't die yet.
Fine.
I wonder how the priest who did the ceremony felt hearing their vows. Like, you fight, I fight. You what is
yeah,
it?
After he doesn't have a ring and he just takes off his necklace and hands it to the priest, like, this is the ring. Use it. Like, okay.
He may not know what they're saying because the priest is speaking in Spanish and.
Yeah.
Or maybe Dominican. I don't know.
They had like a very orthodox wedding, except for the part where this meathead shows up in a white beater
and doesn't have a ring. Yeah, I assume this was in the Dominican Republic because that's where everything important happens in their life.
Can we back up and talk about the grenades going off?
You may.
And that
with just a little bit of help.
Well, yeah, I don't like that because. If Hobbs wasn't there, Dom's whole plan of throwing the grenades on the helicopter doesn't work, and it should have had
or
a close up
with a gun at least.
It should have had a close up of Dom's hand and like a handful of pins.
Yeah, I was. I don't. Can you shoot a grenade if its pin is still in it and have it blow up? That doesn't.
You can't shoot a grenade.
Yeah, if you shoot the pin out.
That's how good Hobbs is. He's like,
You might as well have had Dom take a big red barrel and shove it into the helicopter for Dom to shoot.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows red barrels always explode.
No, in fine Looney Tunes
with TNT
fashion,
written on the side.
He should have had a big bomb in like the big black sphere with the fuse on top of it that says bomb.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been better if he'd had one of the rings on his finger, then he could have given it to Lee.
Right.
And been like, here's the ring from the
That's a good punch up.
That would have been a better. And then Jamin Hunt's like, I'm going to kill you. And then he just see the ring. He's like, I got you a ring. And he's like, no.
I just killed somebody with this.
Then he blows up. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be great.
So that they blow up Hunsu. He's dead in a fiery crash. The guys are all, everyone's alive because Letty has guilted him back into life.
Yep.
He's and now
she also says, why didn't you tell me you were married? Why didn't you tell me we were married? He says, because you can't tell someone they love you. And this is when I start crying.
Why?
I thought that was a sweet line. I really did.
Yeah, it got to me.
You should tell someone with a brain dent that they love you.
No.
No, I get it. You don't want
to
tell.
Her
you don't
to come. Yeah, he needs.
Yeah, it seems like he was.
He wants him. He wants Braindent Letty to love him.
Yeah, she needs to find her way back.
Yeah.
To him.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell someone who's in rehab for his leg being broken that he can walk again. I want him to figure it out on his own and not be.
Yeah,
he didn't want it to turn into a while you were sleeping scenario.
He didn't want a 51st stater.
Right.
He told her name. He told her a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, but that's stuff that is
like factual instead of feeling.
Data. It's not.
I mean, so he neglected to tell her they were married, but took her to race wars. So that's
which you?
But that's how they fell in love the first time. So maybe he thought it would work again.
If you love me at my race wars, then you'll stay with me at my almost
DVD
dying.
Thieving.
Oh, does he like hand her DVDs and go,
I took these. Didn't pay for these. Is that ringing any bells?
Actually, holds stole up a these DVD. Off of the back of a truck once.
He holds up a DVD and a VHS tape, and he's like, I got something that plays both. Is that jogging?
The value of our relationship. Combo DVD VHS player.
Yeah.
Such a weird relationship those two have.
How about the fact that he's like out, and she's like, I remember it all. And then all he just says, it doesn't even sound like he's coming out of any sort of unconsciousness.
No.
He just says, it's about time. Like, he's just been sitting there waiting
he plays like he heard the whole thing. And he's
gotcha.
Like, he's just been playing
as
with
if
him.
He was faking it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
By the way, Brian, take a pulse. before he started doing CPR? So.
Brian wasn't
he
in
did
a good place.
Very poorly.
You can't
very poorly.
You can't feel yeah. Vin Diesel's pulse through his arms. They're so thick. You put your hand
the
on
muscle
you're like,
blocks it.
You're like, I don't know.
Yeah, his arteries
it's also
are like
super,
are like hard
super
sausage.
Slow. It's only about 5 beats per minute. It's just like boom. Boom.
That's why he's going to live forever.
Yep. Yeah, very slow but very hard. Just yes, like a, exactly. a real
more efficient
the
way
Dominic Toretto story.
He very slow gnaws, but very hard. He has gnaws flowing through his veins, so his heart is powered by
that's
gnaws,
why he
so
can good. Never be cut. If you cut him, he all of his blood would squirt out of his body from that hole.
Yeah.
The amount of pressure that's inside of it, like
I
boom,
mean,
boom.
Not for nothing, but he does have a blood, you know, line
yeah,
streaking
gets,
down his
that's
head.
That's not his, that's someone
oh.
else's.
Oh, it's oh. someone else's blood. Yeah.
Someone else's blood on
sense.
Him.
Yeah.
It was leftover blood on his own the blood. Thing from Shaw. Mm-hmm.
Is that what his character in Bloodshot is? Like, does he have like very high pressured, high
his
pressure?
Blood's
blood?
Hot.
Tanite blood.
It's hot blood.
Blood.
Blood's hot. Blood.
The blood is yeah. too hot.
I just figured his blood was like WD-40 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, he's got oil flowing through his veins.
No, he's hot blooded. You check it and see.
Yeah, you gotta check it.
There you go.
Something wrong with him. It's his fever.
He's got his car running at 103.
Yeah. I have my movie paused on Rock, the Rock doing a smize yeah. when Vin comes back to life.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, yay. This guy's yay. Still in the franchise.
Is this movie already at the point where they didn't want to be on set with each other, or was that not until 8?
Officially in 8, I think, right? But
I
might
swear for most of the movie, I swear.
Well, yeah, I swear, I mean, I swear in the hospital, there was one shot where they were both
excuse
in
me.
Shot.
Yeah. It's the Hobbs spittle.
Yes, in the Hobbs spittle.
Hobbs spittle. Yeah, nice.
Hobbs spittle.
You got there. Got a little Hobbs spittle.
Gross. Got a little Hobbs spittle in your mouth there.
So, yes, everyone has won. The good guys have won.
They have.
Yay.
Dom's alive.
They take
Shaw is not dead.
They take him to Joker jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Luther jail. Luther jail.
Impossible to break right. out of jail.
With 900
with the hallway guns, of shotguns.
Which then is
hallway
is,
of shotguns. It's like that's a weird gun to pick to
they
aim
take
down
him
your
to
shot.
A what is it? They call it like a CIA holding facility, which I thought
black site.
They call it a yeah, CIA yeah. detention black site.
But they also he was like, oh yeah, these machine guns are not for you. They're for me. Like they're protecting
you. Yeah.
Yeah, protecting you from me. I'm like, yeah. What the fuck?
I'm gonna guess that Jason Statham had it written into his contract that if he's gonna be restrained, it has to be in such a way that it allows him to flex his traps the whole time.
Yeah.
It never ceases to amaze me like how petty mm-hmm. these dudes are with these movies where,
yeah
like, isn't it like Ben has said like I can never lose a fight or something.
I know I gotta yeah. be in the shot yeah. with this big guy but
I
get
I would
to flex
also
the whole time.
I would also bet money that for that final for the street fight I'm sure Vin's like I have to wear white because good guys wear white and that's why he's in that ridiculous Henley.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's usually what he wears for most of the movies, I think.
Either a vest or a Henley.
Yeah, he wears the white tank top or some kind of thing most
but
of the
I'm,
time.
I,
sometimes
I'm
he wears
sure
a black vest.
I'm sure that that's a clause in his contract. He's like, state the most to wear the black because he's the bad guy.
Says the black, yeah, I don't care.
So give, well, yeah, as long as I can flex me traps. As long as I can flex me traps.
What kind of accent are you giving him?
I don't know.
Oh yes, you do.
Chimney sweep, Gav.
It's more. Wait, it's less. It's more. I'm trying to do Oliver Twist. It's more.
E poppins
in it.
Lisa, give me some more. I want some more.
I'm trying
Lisa.
To do Eggsy from Kingsman.
Oh yeah.
Right, Jolly Holiday with Mary.
Yeah. Apparently, the part of Deckard Shaw is now being played by Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah,
that would have been man. Why didn't they cast? Amazing. Why didn't they cast Jason Statham in the Mary Poppins Returns movie?
Yeah.
He should have. He's clear. He's too easy casting to replace.
Wait, Kicking knees up, stepping tall, sticking knees up, second time.
Dick Van Dyke is still alive and could still be Deckard Shaw's father.
Yeah, the Shaw patriarch. Oh,
that would be so. That would be amazing.
And have him do the accent.
Yeah,
and he actually has a twin chimney sweep, so it's like Mary Poppins is related. Yeah.
Bring it into the timeline.
He could be like a super smooth British thief.
Mary Poppins is part of the Fast and Furious.
Yeah, verse. Forget Jurassic Park. It's Mary Poppins and Fast and Furious crossover.
I'm Mary Poppins,
Michael Rooker.
Yo.
He's Mary Poppins, y'all.
Yeah.
Question about these restraints that they have on Shaw in his little cell. Mm-hmm. They leave him on, but he's in a cell with one of those sink toilet combos that are really nice and fancy.
Those are nice.
How's he going to use that? How Shaw poop?
How Shaw poop?
So the sink is actually also a bidet.
Oh.
So you just do your business, and you just kind of like waddle your way up onto the sink, and then like reach back, turn on the faucet, and there you go.
Oh.
Okay.
I figured they
asked and answered.
There's the Supermax prison that's like built into a mountain in Colorado where like mm-hmm. all the baddest of the bad dudes are. I figured they'd send him there with like the Unabomber and
I think it's ATX Florence, if I'm remembering correctly, the name of it.
Someone's been there.
So has a pass. In a prison like this though, with someone who's as super dangerous as he is, how's he gonna shave? Because I know he.
Why are you guys really worried about how he shits and shaves?
Well, like how when you don't, he's gonna come back. He's
because personal hygiene is important, Jonathan.
That's right.
Yeah, Jason Statham needs to maintain that just the right level of scruff to make his.
Just because he's incarcerated does not mean that he needs to be stripped of his dignity.
That's right.
As a human what they'll do is they'll gas him, put him to sleep, and then bring in a
and then
barber.
Shave him.
Yeah,
that's how I do it. All right, so. Everyone collect themselves. We're about to go to the beach.
I'm ready.
Oh, man. Are you serious?
We're about to find our beach.
Are we back? Here's my first question. Are we back in Brazil?
No, they're in. No, those aren't.
They're in California.
I feel like this is California.
Yeah.
These are on Brazilian roads. No, thank you.
Or the Dominican Republic, which is paved. Dom's true home.
I don't know. Just all of a sudden they're at the beach. They've been so many places.
They have been. So they're all one. They're all
in
wearing
that Spanish island in six.
Somehow they're all at the beach.
As
it's
long
sunny.
As it's got a beach, it's home.
They're at the beach. It's sunny and they're all in the shade and all wearing long pants. But I do like Roman's like ADR, not ADR, but like a sidelines is that he can get darker. He's like, if I stay out here, I will get blacker. Like that's that's his lines while we're waiting. And
classic Roman.
And he's
called
like,
back to up. Fast Five, right?
Yeah, he's like, shut
it's
up,
just
man.
Just a tan.
Just watch this because we've never, I guess, watched him play with his child before. So this is the big.
We're all being inspired here by family.
I was waiting for Brian to be like, "What? What are you guys doing?
Why are you guys watching us?
Like, why are you? Yeah, it's
you've
super
seen
weird.
Me play with my kid before. This is weird."
This is another very clear, like, oh, this is his brother. You know, they obviously didn't film this with Brian. But I have to say, like, if you put any guy, like, white blonde guy with short hair in board shorts and flip flops and a plain T-shirt, it's basically Brian. Like, it's
yeah.
I mean, just look at this chat. It's just a bunch of Brians.
Yeah, I wore my plain gray seen. T-shirt in honor of him.
I can't tell you guys apart.
It's obviously like a family day at the beach, but it's, you know, it's very exclusive because The Rock has a daughter who did not get to come to be
on the Rock.
The Rock's not here either.
The Rock's not invited.
The Rock's every day with these guys at the beach is a family day at the beach.
Yeah, that's true. But it's, what? Yeah, bonus family.
I want to know what's going on with the Ramsey Tej.
Okay. This is going to be an ongoing
Roman
thing
situation.
For the next
are
movies.
They like a weird throuple that don't really like each other? Like what's
that's
the
a question. Yeah, we're gonna have this is something
sexual
we're gonna track for the next
just,
move next
palpable.
Couple movies, I think.
Yeah, I think right now there is a something. There is an attraction between Tej and right now, at least the way they wrote it in the three Abu Dhabi high rises, like when he beats up that guy, she seems interested in Tej.
Yeah, it's but then Roman is also there, and
but,
he does
as usual. He does not leave. He is the third wheel, always the third wheel. And as we know, as gearhead,
we'll track this.
Three wheels on a car is useless. It's either two wheels or four.
It's not a car.
I'm just trying to nail it down. Like does Ramsey introduce people like, hello, I'm Ramsey, this is my boyfriend Tej, and this is Tej's boyfriend Roman? Like a Parks and Rec situation.
I think we might be getting there.
He doesn't make a choice.
I feel like Roman is, he's third. He just, we'll again, we'll track this through the next couple movies because I think it'll be interesting to see where it goes. But I think Roman is third wheeling them to the point where he has become part of their relationship in his own.
He definitely watches. Let's put it
He's not just third wheeling them. He is the third wheel who is lusting after her.
Still. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's asexual. He's like not, he puts up a big game, but there's no, nothing.
Like Tej and Ramsey are with each other, and then he's in love with them as a single entity.
Yes.
Okay. It's like, so it's
he
like,
actually now loves her more because she loves him, because he loves him. He loves Tej as much as he's lusting after Ramsey.
I dig it. When are we getting that spinoff?
Not anytime soon.
I'm sure that there's some slash fiction out there. About
yeah.
You mean a romantic comedy?
Good job. Cheers.
Only on Peacock.
Peacock.
So mad at Peacock. Don't be mad at the con.
Fan Fiction Friday is a different podcast.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
What the hell?
Now, fast.
So then I think Tej says.
Go on.
Fast fiction. So then Brian leaves. For some reason,
Dom leaves.
Well, Brian's got to.
Dom is leaving.
Dom's leaving because he can't handle it anymore. Everyone's so happy he can't handle it anymore.
Yeah,
you can't.
This isn't the crew that he put together 20 years ago.
He's going off to have a nice drive and cry.
Yeah, I wish during the song Vince's ghost like shows up like next to him too, and Jesse's like sitting in the back.
Yeah,
what's his face? The guy he killed, if Johnny Tran, his ghost is in the back.
All the other people is like, what about
like
me?
He's like, no. Dom is like Ricky Bobby's dad who can't take it when stuff goes well. Dom's like, I'm out.
It is a weird setup to have Dom leave this family event, you know, to go drive. It doesn't make sense, like, why he's leaving. I get that they're forced into this weird setup of needing the two guys to
because
be.
Because the song has started. The song has started.
Right.
Dom was like, that's my cue. What's the name of the kid who sings the chorus of this song?
Charlie Puth.
Yeah. Anytime Poot starts playing, Dom's like, I gotta move.
He's like, I gotta poot.
I'm out. Weave.
As the montage starts playing, you realize how fortunate the filmmakers and the VFX artists are that Brian abandoned the awkward early 2000s blonde boy band hair.
Yeah.
Because that would have been horrible to try to reanimate. As hair goes, Brian's got about the easiest hair to do.
But if he still had his like curly Justin Timberlake locks from the first one, that would increase the FX budget by like $50 million right there.
So yeah, as Dom's driving by himself at first, you start hearing him talking, and then you start seeing the flashbacks. And then he says,
I think what I said in the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, and then he stops at a four-way stop, and then Brian drives up next to him.
So this might sound out of nowhere, but I just watched this movie. So this is what I would want. This is kind of what I want to see now. Is I was just watching The Departed, where in the beginning it's supposed to be a younger Jack Nicholson, but everyone knows what Jack Nicholson's like, so they just put shadows on him. So he's just in the dark. So I kind of wish they just went that route. It's like, it's like when, you know, guys do give testimony, but they don't want to be identified. It's like, hey, Dom, it's me, Brian.
I'm over here in the dark.
I will love you forever, brother.
No, it's not a bad looking shot because we have a million shots of Brian looking over while driving a car. Yeah. We have like a million shots.
And I think it looks a little weird, but it makes it look like he's like kind of a spirit almost. Like he's kind of glowing.
And all the white car, white shirt helps.
Yeah.
He's a force ghost. It's like
in all seriousness, I think this is probably the best like CG person they've ever done in any movie, to the point where if I didn't know it and wasn't like looking for it in every shot, I wouldn't know.
No, it's a good shot. Looks,
like helps, it, again, the entire helps, movie, honestly, the entire movie, I think
it
like,
helps. It yeah. helps that he's most of the things he had to do. Somehow they he's got done. Yeah. Like he'd already done a lot of these things. Like we've got him running, we've got him jumping around, we've got him saying different weird crap, we've got him sitting quietly yeah, and they just in, use... in a mechanics room in like in dark light. Like we had all the things we needed to make him.
Yeah. And when it's and when it would have been apparent that he wasn't there, they just use kind of like smoke and they use the rock and stuff like smoke and mirrors to be like distractions. And like, wait, you don't realize that I haven't seen Brian's face in like 15 minutes.
So what was the original ending that was written before his Paul Walker's death? Like, what does anyone know how this movie was supposed to end originally?
I almost wonder if Dom was supposed to die. And
I don't think that would have happened. I don't know for sure, though. I did not do research on this.
Here you go. See. I'll give it to you. Chris Morgan talks about the what would have happened at the end. Hold on. You guys talk. I'll tell you in a second.
So what do you guys think Jonathan's going to tell us happened at the end?
So in all seriousness, one thing that they did actually have Paul Walker for was his end of the phone conversation where he kind of yeah. says goodbye. To Jordana Brewster.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah, we talked about that in the last chunk.
She had to go back and actually do it afterwards after he was already dead, which was really hard for her.
Oof, oh, this is bad. Just so I tell you, this is not good. The things that they say is they were going to go more outlaw at the end and like be like kind of get the band back together.
Oh.
Oh.
And I'm like, no. Just
reset the status quo.
More basically. Outlaw than stealing an ambulance and jumping it off.
That wasn't them. That was some.
Yeah, that was a government agent stealing.
That was a crazy guy hopped up on Lou's
Hobbs.
Hopped up on his pain pills.
We're upsetting. That's Hobbs.
Because they said it was going. What they were going to do is they were maybe going to go back to more outlaw, and that Brian would still be questioning. Like I used to be a cop, but I missed the bullets. I missed the action. Like they talked about that. So what it seems like is they kind of had that, the end not written. He died. And they're like, now we have an ending.
Huh.
I feel like it.
Granted, like the ending doesn't ever matter in these movies.
No, it's always sit around a table, drink a Corona, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Sit around, like, drink a Corona, wait for the next episode.
Festus from another country.
Say grace.
Like, can you imagine someone watching this movie for the first time that didn't know that Paul Walker died? So you get to this end montage and they're watching it. And they're like, why are they doing all of this weird Brian tribute stuff? And then it goes up at the end and says for Paul. And they're like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like,
why isn't Paul Walker talking?
What kind of mind blow that would have been?
Yeah.
I do love the way the cars separate on that highway.
Oh, it's so good.
That's a good. Yeah. That's like good job.
Shots of the movie. So, a fun fact about the Wiz Khalifa Charlie Puth song. I didn't really remember what I was like. Didn't the song for a while? It was like the number one streamed YouTube video of all time. Mm-hmm. And I think it's been. I didn't really see how it's doing now, but it has over 5 billion views. But the thing that's really funny is someone literally this morning had updated the Wikipedia page as to what the stats on the song.
Wait, is it one of
you? What is on that?
Is it one of you people?
As of July 5th, 2021, 5.1 billion views. So whichever one of you is updating all of that.
Okay, if any
family.
Whoever is updating the YouTube views on the Wikipedia page for See You Again, Come on, be a guest on our podcast if you're listening.
Or you're update the Wikipedia anytime. To mention the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we should do
that too. That would be cool.
I'll do that next. All right. Well, this is a good place to wrap up, I think, don't you? Everyone said their piece.
There's no more movie.
There's no more Brian.
I have so many more things to say.
Oh, what do you want to say?
Liz, do you feel like you understand everything that happened now in this chunk? Basically, it's just like a movie playing in front of your eyes.
Yeah, I feel like I've
Do you see why we had to have everyone here? It's also the first ending that didn't have them literally panning away from them all as a family together. This is like one of the very few movies that does not have picnic of some kind.
Yeah, it has the cars separate onto different highways, and then it fades to white and says
to white. Four. Yeah, it says
the cars fade away on the highways, and the one white guy drives off in the white car.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Toyota Supra. It's not his Skyline because he had the Supra in the first one.
Yeah.
That died with him, first. Jeff. That no longer lives. So
it's a ghost Supra. That's why it's white.
He's driving a ghost car now.
Because it was orange in the first one.
Well, we had to
Paul Walker's ghostwriter.
We had to have everyone together because the most important people in the world are the people right here in this Zoom.
Right here, nice. Right now.
I know I'm getting ahead of us, but who's the replacement Brian? Is it Scott Eastwood?
Movie? We'll get to it.
He's terrible. Just get. I'll give you a hint of his nickname. I'm going to call him Wallpaper because he's not interesting.
Scott Eastwood is one of those dudes that Hollywood keeps trying to make happen. And it's like, nope.
It's like Paul Walker.
I'll give you an update. I think they gave up. Like, I think they gave up at this point.
Maybe someone should kill him so that he'll become famous.
Oh, God.
Wow.
That was.
You sure you're not going to edit this episode, John?
Nope. So everyone go gun.
You could have ended on such a nice Scott positive Eastwood. Note.
I don't think Scott Eastwood is going to come on the show.
No, he's not welcome.
So well,
I'm just gonna update his Wikipedia. Yeah,
there's officially a bounty on Scott Eastwood from the
Fast and Furious podcast.
There's a 20-ounce Corona,
right?
That's the bounty.
Not even a six pack. Yep.
Not even time for me to go update his Wikipedia.
All right.
And
well,
then you crunch the cast.
As we go, does anyone want to change their name to anything that happened during this? You can only change it. The only way you can change your name is to change it on the podcast. You can't just say, I'm going to change my name. Does anyone need to change?
The principal.
Cavalry, which Jarf took that one.
I mean, I'm taking turning nuts.
Turning nuts?
Yeah.
The corner of Hall and Ass.
Yeah, you're Hall and Ass.
Hall, that's a good one.
Hall and Ass, yeah. Hall
no, somebody else ass. Can have that. Unlimited Breadsticks.
Unlimited Breadsticks is damn good. I mean, Scuzz. Yeah. Poor they Scuzz. Poor Travis. We named him Scuzz. The freak's like, hey, can we erase your names? What are they? Scuzz.
Skids, you asshole.
Oh, Skids, sorry.
And now I'm Skids 2.0, so.
Now you're Skids 3.0.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
I figured you just 2.0.1. There was a.
I went and got an update, but it was a hot fix. Yeah, it was not great. It was not.
Yeah, I don't think we were mean enough to name anyone Scuzz because you dunk on that guy so much.
Yeah, it's way too easy. All right. Well, then thank you everyone for being on. It's been great. It's been 2 hours of talking about this movie.
Wonderful.
Oh, Oswin is on.
Oswin's been on. Oswin has had a lot to say about this movie. Is.
So thank her too.
She's glad Paul Walker's dead.
And she can't wait.
Wow, jeez. That's Oswin. Not nice.
Why Travis, would you say that?
Come on.
That's Travis. Oswin. That's not me.
Travis, way to cast very opinionated over the proceedings.
Well, thank you, Liz, Alex, Travis, Johnny, Robin, Duff. I almost said Dan. Duff, Rick, Murren, and Jarf, and listener Jeff, last but not least, for coming on.
Hey, what's our racer names?
Let's
wait. What's your racist names?
Can we thank? What's our racist names?
Wait,
Jonathan. Let's thank George, who was here the whole time but was silent.
Oh, I was gonna say, I really wish George would show up right now.
Probably on a date.
The same one from last time.
Oh well, that's fine. Thanks everybody for being on. That was super fun. And this episode will be up in an hour or so.
You can relive it.
The most crosstalk ever.
I'm gonna slap something on the hall and something on the ass, and we're gonna send this right out. So thanks again. Ride or die, family.
Ride or die,
ride
family.
Or die.
Ride or die. You and Fate of the Furious.
Salute, familia.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you